I have a passion about happiness. And I have some good news to tell you, that it's attainable. That life was meant for happiness and not sorrow. And for pleasure and not grief. As a healthcare practitioner, every day the hour tick, 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 ticks by throughout the day. And I listen to sorrow after sorrow and difficult story. And I think it can't get any worse than this, and then it does. And then I think I've heard the worst story now, and it's not true. And they keep coming. Everyone says, can I just be happy? And inevitably, they come into the clinic, usually for a physical symptom, like a headache, stomach aches, some malady of the physical body. And they'll talk about the headache. Oh, it feels like a pressure on the left side. It's worse in the morning, better in the afternoon. These are all very interesting details and necessary to heal the headache. But then I say, well, tell me more. And if you just sit and be quiet, they'll suddenly tell you about what's really happening. I feel a lot of pressure at work. I'm worried about my kids. My dreams are slipping away. I don't know how to deal at home. I have this problem. I feel so much pressure, and then it really comes out. They speak from the heart. They always come at first to tell this, the details of the sufferings, but then it really, they speak from the heart. And that's when I really start to understand the pattern of their unhappiness. How does the mind think, and what patterns? Where is the spirit being not integrated into their life? This is really important to self-examine and sit and just think about your suffering. So that's one way I'm passionate about happiness, to bring happiness and teach people how to be truly happy. But on a personal note, there are times in my life when the tears rained in oceans. I was complete and utter failure over and over again, sunk into the deepest dark pits I felt, where anger raged like fire. And hatred chilled my body and my soul. And I didn't think I would ever stop crying tears. And I was immersed in sorrow. When you're stripped of this pride, when you're stripped of all that you know, when you're at poverty level with children, left for dead, just a level above homelessness, what does happiness really mean? What is true happiness? These were my questions. To be happy in times of sorrow and difficulties? It seemed impossible. How is it possible? What is this happiness? What is this word? It often means this magical, fleeting thing we're always chasing. Wouldn't you agree? This illusionary thing that we're all hunting for and think we'll get to someday, right? Life is created for happiness. And in addition, living in the information age, we're being inundated by the world. All the fears, sorrows, everything coming at us. Facebook, emails. How many emails do you have to wade through every day? Texts. Do you know how many texts I get from clients saying, I just got unfriended on Facebook. I've been triggered. And someone didn't like it. They got more than 120 likes. I got no likes. I need to talk to you. Right? Just the inundated. There's drama on the text. We fought on text again. This information age, we're not used to it. We're adjusting to it still. It's very much a trigger for sorrow. And our mind likes to dwell in it, doesn't it? So today I'm going to tell you a few things I learned in the depths and the pits of the darkness about what happiness is and how you can attain it. And I want you to listen and try to integrate in your own lives. And think about your own ways of integrating happiness. One of the first fundamental things about happiness is finding your access point. What does your life revolve around? What's at the center of your life? Think about where you spend your time, your money, and your talent. This is the center. This is the center. Now, that can be money. It can be work, it can be health, it can be love, relationships, children. It can be a belief, an expectation. Oftentimes, the most unhappiness and irritable unhappiness, there's a belief that is centered around People are stupid. The world is against me. Have you heard these? And I'm sure you could fill in the blank with much more. But if, and oftentimes, in our most unhappy times, me is in the center. I, me, my, is in the center. And if me is in the center, then work has to worship me. My relationships have to worship me. My money has to worship me and make me happy. If it doesn't, then I'm not happy. Do you get it? So what do we need to put in the center? Something eternal, something light-filled, something that you can always cling to. So if you imagine you can put the divine in the center, how does it change how these things revolve? How does money, your relationship to money, change? Money serves the light. My work is worship. My relationships, I see the light within them. It changes your whole entire perspective. First and foremost, what is your access point? Secondly, material happiness is fleeting. And thankfully, we're in Arizona in the desert, so you understand when you see a mirage and you're driving up to it, there's water ahead, and you drive up and it disappears, right? This is like happiness in the material world, in this darkness. We drive up to it and it's gone. I call it chasing. You're chasing the dream. So you're chasing that next job. If I get that job, then I'll be happy. If I get into a relationship, if I get married, then I'll be happy. Or if I buy the new iPhone, then I'll be happy, right? And then we get those things, don't we? We can easily go buy something or talk to a friend, but it's really temporary. It's fleeting, isn't it? That's the chasing, this illusionary happiness. Abdu'l-Bahá says, human happiness is founded on spiritual behavior. Human happiness is founded on spiritual behavior. Think of the times when you're most hurt and offended. What's happening? Somebody is not acting very spiritual, usually, right? I'm offended. I'm hurt. I see this action. It's not spiritual. It's not, or you could think of it as virtuous. I know that's when I'm the most hurt. The spiritual behavior is very important. So next time you're acting, think about what virtue needs to be expressed here. What's the best virtue here? And I know I feel better when I'm acting virtuous, don't you? I feel so much better when I'm acting in spiritual principles. I feel happy. Even if life is destroyed, fires everywhere, the city is burning down, if I'm acting in virtue, at least I have some type of happiness. This is an excellent point also. Courage can apply to a person who conquers his own self, Abdu'l-Bahá tells us. In fact, he goes on to say that it's easier to conquer a nation. I'm going to let that one sink. How many centuries and thousands of years have we been trying to conquer nations? It's easier to conquer a nation than to conquer one's own self. This is, ourselves are the biggest source of unhappiness that you can find. Is that you need to learn to direct what is within you, like a really strong horse out of control. Sometimes it feels like you're on a horse blindfolded and it's running towards a burning building. Wouldn't you agree? And you cannot get a hold of its reins. It's important to train the mind, address what is in, to conquer it, to be stronger than it, and master it. Be a good shipsman and master the sails, the winds in your sail. This is happiness. And finally, our existence is fundamentally mystical in nature. Look at this beautiful picture, the light. That there is something greater than this world of illusion. These mirages in the desert that are so illusionary, elusive. There's something greater within us. There is light within us, powerful light that we can commune with. We can get nurtured, guided, protected, provides unconditional love, is there 24/7. You can text it or call it anytime. And it will always answer the phone, and it will always be loving. Deborah, I love you. Yes, tell me, please tell me what's happening. I'm very joyful too. It has beautiful conversations. It's where your inner compass is. This is the mystical nature of us. We have something greater to offer this world. We can not only shed light within ourselves, but light everywhere. So again, in the mind training, you can see, look for the light. It's everywhere, within yourself and within others. So I ask you to finally, what are you putting in the middle? Examine where you spend your time, talent, and money. What do you put in the center? Is it something you can anchor into, that you can cling to, that will be eternal and create real joy within you and not temporary joys? And to find what resists happiness within you and to conquer it. I wish all of you the best and much happiness, and thank you so much.